Coffee Break German, Season 3, Episode 40.
Herzlich willkommen bei Coffee Break German und zu unserer letzten Folge der Geschichte über Lucy und Marian. Und tatsächlich die letzte Folge von Coffee Break German Season 3. Am I right?
You are indeed right. Yeah, it's the very final episode. What did you say? Tatsächlich.
In fact. Tatsächlich.
Tatsächlich, yeah. It is, in fact, the final episode of this season. And we hope that you found Coffee Break German Season 3 fantastic, a fantastic way to get into your German in greater detail and put it into practice, as we've been doing in the past 10 episodes with our story about Lucy and Marianne and their plans for heading off to university. We'll be finding out exactly what those plans are today for both Lucy and Marianne. And Thomas, if you're ready, I think we should get started.
Ja, lass uns die letzte Folge gemeinsam anhören.
Los geht's.
Oh, ruft Lucy, als ihr Zwillingsbruder sie kurz vor der Eingangstür in Sportklamotten fast über den Haufen rennt. Ups, Lucy! Niemand war zu Hause, also wollte ich joggen gehen und... Lucy, ich hab super Neuigkeiten! Marian packt seine Schwester an den Schultern. Ich wurde in Berlin genommen! Lucy ist sprachlos. Wann hat sich Marian überhaupt beworben? Er hat ihr nichts davon erzählt. Und jetzt hat er auch schon seinen Platz bekommen. Ich weiß, das ist bei weitem nicht so toll, wie mit dir gehen zu können. Ich weiß, wie enttäuscht du bist. Aber ich wurde eben nicht genommen und kann nicht mit dir gehen. Es tut mir leid, dass ich dir nichts erzählt habe. Sag mal, spinnst du? Unterbricht seine Schwester ihn. Das ist unglaublich! Hammer! Ich freue mich so sehr, das glaubst du gar nicht! Marian ist erleichtert. Eigentlich war es dumm, sich Sorgen zu machen. Niemand kennt ihn besser und niemand ist ein größerer Fan von ihm als seine Schwester. Natürlich freut sie sich für ihn. Das passt sogar perfekt, fährt sie nach einer langen Umarmung fort. Denn ich habe mir überlegt, nächste Woche vor meiner Abreise noch eine große Abschiedsparty zu schmeißen. Die können wir jetzt für uns beide organisieren, singt Lucy mit ihrem üblichen Strahlen und plappert schon über die Gästeliste und andere Vorbereitungen. So viel zum Joggen, denkt sich Marian schmunzelnd, als das Auto seiner Eltern gerade in die Einfahrt biegt. Und so viel dazu, es noch eine Weile für mich zu behalten.
So there we have it, the end of the story.
And it is a happy end.
Absolutely. And I actually think it's quite nice that we don't necessarily hear how he tells his parents, because the story has been about the twins and the way in which they together had their plans and their plans changed, but now they're obviously both happy for each other.
Yes, I agree. It's been very much about like the relationship between the two of them and like going through a rough time, and now both finding their own way and being happy for each other and all still having like a nice Abschiedsparty together.
Indeed, indeed. So he hadn't told anybody about his application before, at all, basically.
No, he really kept it to himself just because he didn't want to, I think, get hopes up and then be disappointed again. So yes, it's big news for everybody.
And at the beginning, Lucy just comes home. He's on his way out running, but she comes home.
Yes, he almost runs her over. Er rennt sie fast über den Haufen, as the first sentence, because he's just about to go out for a run.
But he's very excited about his news, so he tells her straight away.
Yes, he sees her and then just comes out with it. It's like, I have great news. I've been accepted in Berlin. And then Lucy doesn't actually know to react at first and is really taken by surprise.
That's right. He sounds a little bit unsure afterwards, and he's still trying to justify his decision not to tell anyone and even apologizing. I think he feels a little bit guilty, perhaps.
Yes, I think he has a little bit of a guilty conscience, a schlechtes Gewissen, because he didn't tell her. And so he tries to apologize. And it's like, I'm sorry, I can't go with you, but you know, I've not been accepted. But he has completely misinterpreted her surprise and her silence.
Yeah, because she's delighted for him. And in fact, she goes into organization mode again almost immediately.
she's just like, she had no thoughts about like being cross. She just says like, oh, I'm so delighted, hammer. It's absolutely great news. And then he realized that his worry about her being kind of cross with him was completely unfounded, and that she's just obviously happy for him because he found something.
That word hammer there, that was new to me.
Yeah, the hammer.
Uh-huh. What does it mean?
It just means hammer.
Okay.
And you see it if something's really great. It's like, oh, hammer, wir haben im Lotto gewonnen.
Oh, right. So fantastic. Great. Awesome. Brilliant. So she, I think, was already thinking about a kind of going away party for her before she goes off to America.
Yes, but she's quickly adjusting or adapting her plans and say, oh, it's perfect because now they can have a go away party for both of them. And as you said earlier, I think after her initial happiness, she goes back into organization modus and talks about guest lists and how to organize and who's going to come and what still needs to be prepared.
And at that point, their parents come home too?
Exactly. So I don't think Marian is going for a run today. And he's also not keeping the good news to himself anymore.
Yeah, exactly. The plans are out the window because he is now going to tell his parents. And as I said, we're not party to that, but we have been party to Lucy and Marianne's sharing that special moment together.
Exactly.
So there we have it, the end of our story and the end almost of this episode and this series. But of course, there's time for one more Kleinigkeit.
Yes, and I think it's fitting because it's something that people would say to Lucy and Madan when they go away. It's the expression Hals und Beinbruch. Have you come across that before?
Yeah, so I have. Hals is your throat.
Yeah, or your neck, yeah.
And Beinbruch is leg broken.
Exactly, it's leg. A broken leg. So yeah, I think in English you would say like break a leg.
Break a leg, yeah.
In German, they also add on the neck.
So break your leg and break your neck. But this is when we're talking about wishing someone luck.
Exactly. And it actually comes from Yiddish.
Okay.
And it sounds similar. I'm not going to try to pronounce it, but they had a saying that sounds very similar and it means good luck and blessings to you. So it was always meant as something positive, but then they've kind of adapted into German and they've just taken the sound and made it Hals und Beinbruch, but they kept the meaning of something positive. So good luck and like all the best for the future.
Well, there you go. That's news to me. I've heard the expression before, but I had not heard that explanation of it. So it comes from Yiddish originally.
Yes.
And so the phrase in Yiddish had nothing to do with necks and legs being broken.
No, it was just about good luck and blessing, but it sounds similar. So I don't actually know if it was, you know, intentionally adapted or if somebody just kind of knew the meaning and then just kind of
made up German
words for it that sound roughly similar.
Okay, and interestingly, because in English we've got break a leg, which tends to be used particularly if you're going on stage, if you're going to be, you know, appearing in a play or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
Or also if you've perhaps got an exam or something like that.
So I guess the origin for the English saying is different.
Perhaps. Who knows? Well, if you know that, let us know. You can let us know, of course, by getting in touch. Just email german@coffeebreaklanguages.com and we'll pick that up and we'll be able to share that with the rest of our community. There's one other phrase that comes to mind, Thomas, as we reach this point in our series, and that is alles hat ein Ende, nur die Wurst hat zwei.
Yes, I know the phrase. I'm very curious where you heard that phrase before.
Well, I think it was possibly at the end of season 2 with Andrea.
Okay.
When we learned that everything has an end, only the sausage has two ends.
Exactly. And I think it's actually there's a German song where it comes from and it's very famous. And I just remember it's like something my parents always used to say. If it's like, oh, you know, all nice things have to come to an end eventually. But the sausage has two.
The sausage has two ends. Well, yeah, there is only one end of this Coffee Break German season 3, and that is with this episode. Of course, we will be going through the lesson in detail in our bonus materials, and we will have the translation challenge. So as I've mentioned, perhaps, well, probably 40 times over the course of this series, you can access the full version of Coffee Break German season 3 at the Coffee Break Academy. So head to coffeebreakacademy.com. coffeebreakgerman.com. Now, next from Coffee Break German, who knows what's coming? We're not quite sure yet what we'll be following this up with. However, what I do know is that there are ongoing materials available from Coffee Break German, whether that's in podcast form, in video form, in all our social media, and you can keep in touch with us by heading to coffeebreakgerman.com and finding everything you need to know there. Thomas, vielen, vielen Dank.
Vielen Dank, Marc. Es hat großen Spaß gemacht, wieder zurück zu sein und mit dir aufzunehmen für diese letzten 10 Episoden.
Mir auch.
Und wer weiß, was die Zukunft bringt.
Who knows what the future will bring. So thank you to Thomas. Thank you to Oliveira for her part in reading our story over the past 10 episodes. And of course, huge thanks to Andrea for being with us all the way through lessons 1 to 30 of the course.
Yes, she taught you really well, and I think you've really mastered some like more complex German grammar points, and well done to her.
Vielen Dank. And of course, we cannot leave this without thanking our listeners. We would like to say a massive thank you to all of you for tuning in to our regular episodes. We hope that you've enjoyed it. And of course, let us know, tell people about Coffee Break German, and hopefully more learners can find Coffee Break German and use that to improve their German skills. For now, bis zum nächsten Mal.
Vielen, vielen Dank und Hals- und Beinbruch für die Zukunft.
You have been listening to a Coffee Break Languages production for the Radiolingua Network. Copyright 2023 Radiolingua Limited. Recording copyright 2023 Radiolingua Limited. All rights reserved.